So, your name and age.
I'm Charles Pittman. I am retired. I'm 80 years old. I worked with the city of Wilson most of my adult life and retired as deputy city manager of the city of Wilson.
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you when you were younger?
Well, I had two doctors, really. I had a doctor in the city that managed my care as a baby, but growing up, I was very familiar with a country doctor. I say country because he worked in a small town called Black Creek, and he was a general practitioner that saw all ages, from childhood to old, lack of a better way to reference it. So many times when we would get bad colds and things like that, parents would take us to see him. Only in rare occasions, rare being extreme sickness, did he generally go to the house. But actually, he actually went to the house back in those days. But generally, most of his work was done in an office there in the small town, Black Creek.
So how regularly would these checkups and visits be to this country doctor?
Regular checkups was not as common for small children back then. Typically, the child had to be sick, and you just didn't go for an annual checkup, shall we say. That was very rare, but and became quite common 20 to 30 years later. But during my early days, you just didn't go to the doctor unless you were sick.
Did you have a good connection with this doctor?
Yeah, that was you knew the doctor real well. He was part of the community. He lived in the community and was very recognizable when you saw him, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
He would treat you for colds, accidents on the farm. I grew up on a farm. Therefore, from time to time, children would be hurt, just like anything else. But we did get medical treatment from him pretty much till we were adults. Now, when we became adults, we generally started seeing a doctor in the city.
Now, was there anything about him, like personality traits, that you admired about him?
Oh, he was looked up to. A doctor in those days was a special individual. He had received his degrees in medical practice and had his experience in a community. But he was pretty much a citizen of a small community and treated people on a regular basis and therefore was well known in the community. So, and even the children recognized knew the doctor.
Was there a specific way he dressed?
Typically, they would wear a white shirt and tie, and they even would sometimes put on, if they were practicing in the office that day, they would put on a white kind of robe-like thing like a doctor would wear today. Hospital visits were very few back then, unless you were very sick. You just didn't go to the hospital. I was in the hospital one time as a child, and that was to have my tonsils removed. He did not do that. A surgeon done that at the hospital. So typically, He treated you for bad colds and things like that.
Do you remember the type of medicine they would give you? It's different from the ones that we have today that's all manufactured and everything?
Yeah, you don't. Back then, if you had a sore throat, and that was not as typical illness you had back then, was a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
And they would paint your throat with the curcumin or something like that. It was a kind of a, they take a brush and literally just paint your tonsils. And you get well very quickly from it. I will say that. It worked. Which today, as you know, if you took a child to the doctor, they would prescribe medicine that worked entirely different. But it accomplished the same goal. So I will say the reaction was a lot. Now he would treat you for some accidents. I remember my brother literally bit his tongue with a hole in it, and the doctor sewed it up. So they did things like that. They would sew cuts and things like that up. And now, did it hurt? The answer is yeah. You hurt. You cry, you get over it. It toughens you up.
Yeah.
It was part of farm life, as we called it.
Would he give you the medicines at your house, at your home?
Yeah, sometimes he would prescribe medication at home, but typically for a child, most of the time the child was taken by the parents and carried to the doctor's office. I remember as a child being carried to the doctor's office. If you had something severely, he generally did not address that, and your parents took you to the hospital. The hospital had doctors and so forth there that you saw. I was transported. I hemorrhaged at the nose as a child and was taken to the doctor at the hospital because I required a transfusion before it was all over with. The blood banks were not what they are today. As we know them today, where there's plenty of blood typically in stock where people have donated blood in former occasions. Back then, that was not very common. I required a blood transfusion. I have B-positive blood. B-positive blood is not very common. Less than 10% of the people have B-positive blood. My mother has B-negative blood. They literally took blood from her and gave to me. They can cross negative and positive in some cases. But there won't any blood bank involved in it, is what I'm saying. And that was done at the hospital. That was fairly typical of a severe. I, of course, recovered and have done well since then. I have not had any problem with it.
At the clinic that he worked at, were there multiple doctors and nurses, or was it just him?
Going back to the country doctor, if I was a child, no, he was the only doctor there. If you got any medical attention beyond that, you typically visit the hospital in the city that you lived in or live close to. And in my case, it was Wilson, because I grew up on the farm. But the doctor was located in Black Creek. That's the doctor I saw as a country doctor. In the city, it was more like not as advanced as it is today by any stretch of imagination, but it was more typical of the environment that you have today. There was multiple doctors there. There was multiple different kinds of patients suffering from different kinds of ailments. and you may stay in the hospital for a much longer period of time back then versus today. Today, they get you out as quick as possible. Back then, for instance, I had my tonsils taken out. I spent a whole week in the hospital. Today, if I had the exact same surgery, I'd probably be out in 2 days. So it's changed a whole lot from that. Totally different. But and by the way, the hospitals are much more nicer today than they were back then. You weren't ready to get out back then. They were old hospitals, old facilities.
So could you describe more in depth of these facilities, how they look compared to what we have now?
Today, most likely you'd have a private room. Most likely the room would be twice as large as the room back then. Most likely back then you had 2 patients per room, period. Just everybody had 2 patients. The room was small. The facilities to support it was much more antiquated than they are today. Today, the modern facilities, high-tech equipment's changed significantly. Back then, there was hardly no equipment. Today, you have a lot of high-tech equipment at a medical facility. And we're very thankful for it because it shows the advancement of the medical practice.
So, you said that you wanted to get out of the hospital. Were you scared of the hospital when you were younger?
No, I wouldn't say scared. Let's just say you weren't too comfortable, okay? The facilities weren't great, so you weren't jumping up and down to stay. As soon as the doctor released you, you got up and walked out. Today, they try to make your stay a lot more comfortable. And the number of nurses available today versus then is significantly different. There's a lot more nurses on board. The support system at the hospital is much more advanced today than it was back then.
So would you say that the connection that you would have with the country doctor back then would be an important trait, or even more important than something like their professionalism or how educated, how well the practice is?
Well, the education-wise, they were educated. There was no question about it. They knew what they took. Their analysis was done more by experience than anything else. The more experienced, older doctors, you walk in, describe your symptoms, and they could tell you what it was pretty much. The difference again, though, is the amount of analysis that are done today versus back then. Back then, they didn't have a whole laboratory down the hallway that they sent things to. Today, hospitals have very advanced labs that do significant testing on people that are sick to tell them what's wrong. That was not true back in those days. What was in the doctor's head is pretty much what you got. And if he was very astute to it, senior, shall we say, he typically could analyze you a lot quicker. So it was significant difference as to the level of treatment you got.
So were the things that they gave you, prescribed you, did any doctors give you anything that nowadays doctors would never recommend, like cigarettes or drugs?
I would say never, but shall we say typically the medicines have changed significantly. And things, law changed a whole lot. If you go way back to my early childhood, the doctor could prescribe the medicine and turn around and fill it himself in his office. That isn't practice anymore. Doctors can't fill prescriptions today. Or shall we say they don't? I'm assuming probably they can't. I imagine the laws prevent them from filling prescriptions. So you go to a drugstore to get the medicine. Back then, they could actually give you a bottle of medicine to take. And you don't have that anymore. And I don't know of any doctor prescribing medicine or gives medicine nowadays themselves.
So when the bottles that they prescribed you, were the bottles made of plastic, glass? What did they?
They were all glass.
All glass.
I'm not sure plastic had been invented at that time.
Could you tell us maybe one of your most memorable visits over there? Like maybe a time you were really sick?
Well, at the age of 19, I was analyzed with epilepsy, which comes with seizures. I battled grand mal seizures for 5 years. That was not in the hands of a country doctor, okay? In fact, I actually didn't even wind up in the hospital in Wilson. I wound up at UNC Hospital in Raleigh at that particular time. And I received my treatment, not in Raleigh, in Chapel Hill. And I received my treatment there. But I battled grand mal seizures for 5 years. It's controllable by medication. I have not had a seizure since I was 24 years old. And doctors would look at me and tell me today I probably can get off of the medicine. I don't. And the reason is very simple. If you ever had a grand mal seizure, you don't want another one. I promise you that. It is not a birthday present, okay? It's not what you expect.
That's very good.
And you come to, and you have an extreme bad headache. Your muscles hurt all over the whole body and everything. So, but that was put under control, and I haven't had a minute's problem with it since. And probably could get off of medication. I don't want to. Taking medicine is not that big a problem.
Yeah. So
when you get old, you're taking so many, you don't even know how many you took anyway. So.
So, do you have any like younger siblings, and maybe you were able to at least get parts of how birth worked, at least back then, and how they would do it?
I have 4 other siblings, an older sister, who obviously probably could remember more than I can. Mm-hmm. I had 3 younger brothers. The younger 2 are 10 years younger than I am. And they're twins. And most of their treatments was done at the hospital or in the office facilities that have been built in the matter of years and so forth. They don't remember that much about the country doctor. I'm one of the last generations that will remember the country doctor. For instance, today, Black Creek is still small. Black Creek doesn't have a doctor. Lucama, right down the road from Black Creek, doesn't have a doctor. Most of the small towns have lost their doctors. They are working in bigger cities where we live in a mobile society today. Lack of a better way of describing it. People drive and they go. They just do. County runs EMS service that carries people to the hospital that can't make it otherwise. So it's a total different environment today. And you kids should appreciate it. It was different. That's all I can say. And it was the best they had at that time, but that don't mean it was the best overall. And it's only going to get better. So as we develop and move forward in life. The medical arena is getting better and better. So, thank the Lord for the good service.
So, from what I heard, that back then polio was a pretty huge problem, and I just wanted to know if you knew anybody close or not that had it, and if you had any encounters with anybody?
Yeah, I had two or three friends that had polio, and they got the scars to show for it today. We left arm, right arm, whatever it may be. They, maybe even a leg that was left limp. And all week because of it, it shows. But by the time I started school, they were giving shots for polio. And I have a shot and everything else, like most other kids do today, even today. I think they still give them, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think they still give them. But they pretty much wiped out polio. Now, you had the polio syndrome that came back about 10 years ago, but that's a totally different story. Some of the people that had had polio had some negative effects about 10, 12 years ago. What caused that, I don't know.
So when pain, did you have like options? Did you just pay cash, or maybe you can give them a sort of good you had, like if you were a farmer, give them produce?
By the time I came along, most of them paid in the cash. And I understand the generation before me, my dad and so forth, they actually did pay in good sometime. Remember, a lot of people back then farmed. America at that time was full of farmers. They were small farmers, but they were farmers. Today, farming's grown into big business, and where we used to tend 100 acres and maybe 5 acres of tobacco, they today have 2,000 or 3,000 acres of tobacco. And then they have corn. Then they have all these other crops out right on the other 10,000 acres they tend. So farming's changed. Everything has changed. And I'm not saying it's not good, but it's different. Back then, small farmers made a living. And hope they paid out at the end of the year, as they called it.
Would the doctors prescribe you,
just give me a second here, I'm trying to write the thing. Brain pain right here.
Would doctors prescribe you things like herbs or non-conventional things that you would definitely not submit?
Typically not. They gave me, most of your medications came in liquid form. They had some pills you could take, but so much of your medication back in those days came in liquid form. You take it out of a bottle. The right kind of bottle had medication in it. But that's typically what you got at the doctor's office. Like I said, drugstores came in probably when I was about 10 years old in a pretty big form. And very few doctors, once drugstores came out, they would write prescriptions rather than it actually give you medication.
So today, as you know, right, many doctors, they have very high-paying jobs and they're pretty wealthy. Would you say that it would be somewhat wealthy for country doctors as well, back then?
They make good money. They usually lived in big houses, and they were above average. And let me say this, they should be above average. Their medical training, you're talking about 10 years of their life almost. And so I never begrudged what a doctor made. And most of us had the opportunity to grow with it, so I don't complain a whole lot about what doctors make. Do they make good? The answer is yes. And the other answer is, should they? Yeah. I want the man to know a lot of medicine, a whole lot, if he's going to prescribe me something. So, but yeah, they lived above the average, even back then, even a country doctor.
So, you mentioned before that they got really sick with house calls and stuff like that, right? Do you know the type of transportation they would have? Whenever they would make these house calls, it was...
Drive a car just like everybody else. But would they come in, did you call them at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I think Mom's dying? Yeah. They would get up and drive to your house. And I can remember when that kind of doctor was there. But that's pretty much played out. You call 911 nowadays and they send you an EMS vehicle. And that's fairly common.
Would you say that, or would you take the doctor that you had as a child, would you take that connection that you had with him over any other doctor you have nowadays?
It depends on what kind of need you have. For instance, with epilepsy, I have to see a neurologist every year. I have my own general practitioner that I go to. The general practitioner is the one I talk to most of the time. Unless I'm having problems with epilepsy. I don't have a problem with epilepsy, so I don't hardly ever see the neurologist except once a year. And that's because the general practitioner says, I want you to see. Because on the medication I'm on, which involves a painkiller as well, she wants that neurologist to sign off on that. And I understand that and respect that. But the relationship is generally with the general practitioner. Most of my conversation regarding my medical attention in life is with that doctor, not the neurologist, although I have a good relationship with the neurologist. Neurologists, they move more often. And you may have one this year, and 5 years later you don't have one. They're in another city somewhere. So there's a little bit of difference there. They're more mobile than they used to be. Used to, a family doctor, the one I had, he had been in Black Creek, I bet you, 40 years before I got there. And he was there another 15 years after that, before he aged out. And like everybody else, he died, I bet you.
Did you attend his funeral?
Do what?
Did you attend his funeral?
I'm ashamed to say it, but no, I didn't. Times had changed a lot then. I had lost my relationship with him at all. And I had joined the modern world where the doctor was in the office somewhere. And I went to the doctor just like everybody else did.
Would you say that your country doctor was a fit person, like he didn't smoke? He was looked like the athletic type, where like he could run for a while.
He didn't smoke. By the same token, he knew some words that weren't appropriate either. We won't talk about that because I don't want to put him down. He was a good man and served a great purpose to the community he served at that time.
So you talked about them having a lot of sense in the community and connections with people.
Yeah.
Would you say that these country doctors might even attend even maybe your account or someone else's account, like their weddings or important events that they hold, and they would invite the country doctor?
They would, but they had their closest friends, just like people do, doctors do today. They were closer to some than there were others. And they probably attended no more funerals than they had to. They probably attended no more weddings than they had to. And they were proper their closest friends. For instance, I got married many years later. None of the doctors came to my wedding, which suited me fine. I didn't care whether they were or not. But they could recognize you is what I was really acknowledging the fact pretty quick.
Yeah, I think